الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله تعالى today's class إن شاء الله will be around زكاة الفطر. Before I go for زكاة الفطر, there's a lot of people asking me about اعتكاف. Can I enter the masjid for اعتكاف part of the night? Part of the night to make اعتكاف. You know, الاعتكاف السنة مؤكدة from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And as I said before, he used to enter the masjid after the fajr or in the fajr of the day of 21st of Ramadan. And he doesn't come out from the masjid except after he pray the fajr for Salatul Eid. That is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And the Sahaba, they used to do that. He used to take his wife with him to the masjid, and they continued it. The wife of the Prophet ﷺ after the Prophet ﷺ met his Lord. So it is sunnah mu'akkada. But the point is, and the question, can I enter part of the night with intention of i'tikaf? Absolutely is right. If you want to make it one single night, Alhamdulillah, he just entered the masjid in Maghrib and he have intention to make i'tikaf insha'Allah ta'ala in the masjid, and you will be released by the Fajr time. You have to stay until the Fajr time, then you will be released. Some ulama, they permitted, they said it could be like a few hours. You enter the masjid with intention of i'tikaf and to stay with the jama'ah to pray, then after that you leave insha'Allah ta'ala. That is the opinion. But al-thabit and the proof from the Prophet ﷺ and all the Sahaba kiram, they used to stay the whole night in the masjid to make i'tikaf. Wallahu tabaraka ta'ala a'lam. It is a sunnah mu'akkada. Don't leave it. Make it at least one night or two nights, inshallah ta'ala, and train your children and take your wife, your family member, inshallah. This is the best action, inshallah ta'ala, bi'iznillahi ta'ala. Zakat al-fitr. زكاة الفطر فرضت في السنة الثانية من الهجرة. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is the one he commanded. فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فرض من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. حديث ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما في الصحيحين قال ابن عباس فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر في السنة الثانية من الهجرة. In the year number 2 of the Hijrah. Farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So who made it fard? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course that's by the command of Allah. But the one who make it fard is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Abbas continued the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Tuhratun lissaim. Tuhra lissaim. Min al-lagwi wa min al-rafath. Tuhra, it means purification for those who fast. So the Zakat al-Fitr, it will be for those who fast, meaning Muslim. For those who fast the month of Ramadan. Tuhra, to purify themselves from the sins. To purify themselves from the non-sins, he may say it. To purify themselves from any curse or any bad words came from him or committed by this person in the month of Ramadan. So Zakatul Fitr, subhanallah, this is the ibadah from Allah. Allah commanded through his messenger in order to purify you when you come out from Ramadan. All your sins will be cleaned. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. When you pay Zakatul Fitr. So this is to correct any sins or any nonsense or any actions or any bad words or any looking in the street. You may look in the month of Ramadan and you see a naked woman, for example. So, and this is actually Zakat al-Fitr, it will correct all of that. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless the ummah with Zakat al-Fitr in a way that you may admit or you commit anything in Ramadan. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when you pay Zakat al-Fitr, Allah tabaraka ta'ala will clean all your sins. Isn't it great from Allah? Isn't it blessing from Allah? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. طيب, fitra. come from creations. What is meaning zakat al-fitr? Fitr came from fitra. Fitra, it's mean creation. So you base a zakat for your body, for yourself, and anyone under your responsibility or sponsorship, your family members, your parents included, if they survive from, if you support them financially, you must obey zakat al-fitr. Tuhra, it's meant to purify your body from anything you may commit it in the month of Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. That's number one. Tu'matan lil-masakeen, food for the indigent and the poor, to feed them. Meaning, someone who are obligated in Islam to pay zakat al-fitr. Who are obligated? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من ملك قوت يومه يوم بليلة. Who is able to have his own food for one single night and one single day. Not to open the freezer, to have like 1 month of food in advance. We're talking about if you will be obligated to pay zakat al-fitr if you own or you have food for your family member for only one day and one night. Then zakat al-fitr will be wajib. Somebody has a dain. He need to pay his rent. And he collecting dollar from here, and electricity, and so, and he has nothing at all. There is no any zakat al-fitr for him. Poor, they have no zakat al-fitr for them. They don't own money. They don't have food. So there is no any zakat al-fitr for any one of these poor or indigent, those who has no money. Got it, inshallah ta'ala? Tayyib. Ibn Abbas continued the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال فمن أداها قبل صلاة العيد فهي زكاة فطر. Whoever paid before صلاة العيد, he will be confirmed as زكاة فطر. And ومن أداها بعد صلاة العيد, and whoever paid or give it after صلاة العيد, that means it will be صدقة من الصدقات, will be a regular charity. And whoever gonna do that, he still owe Allah this zakah. He has to pay it next year, inshallah, with the other zakat al-fitr. Doesn't mean actually that you miss it. طيب, we ask a question, Ishkhali. I know some a poor person, and I took my zakat al-fitr, and I go and I give it to him. I went to his house before Salat al-Eid. I did not find him. He may go to another masjid, I don't know where is him, but I have intention to base this zakah for this person, but he's not there. Allah, he knows my niyyah. Can I wait until the Zuhr time and give it to him? Yes, because you already confirmed your niyyah, your intention to base a zakah for this person. Can I pay my zakat al-fitr for one person? Me, for example, I am a family member of five. How much we have in Sheikh Ali this year? $10? I think it is reasonable. Sheikh Ali is a very nice person. He tried to save money for all of you. So he said, SubhanAllah, from $8 to $10, inshallah. My family member are five times eight, that's mean $40. Can I give it to one person? Yes, absolutely, yes, you could. Can you give it to two person? Yes. Can you give it to the jama'ah? A group of Muslim, absolutely yes. You could give it to person, one person, or more than that, inshallah ta'ala, has to be before Salatul Eid. Has to be before Salatul Eid. Has to be before Salatul Eid. This is clear for all of us, inshallah ta'ala. So, this is the first. The second hadith I'd like to share with you also, hadith Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu arda. Wa radiallahu an al-Faruq radiallahu anhu arda. قال ابن عمر فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر. The Prophet made زكاة الفطر فرض. He commanded to pay زكاة الفطر. صاع من طمر أو صاع من شعير على الذكر والأنثى, العبد والحر, والذكر والأنثى, والصغير والكبير. Here you go, this hadith, inshaAllah ta'ala. Let's we understand the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made zakatul fitr fard for sa'un min tamr. Sa' min tamr, that is the measurement in that time. Sa'un ay arba'u muddat, full hand, four time. Sa'un, sa'un it's mean equal to four time of full hand. And when you choose, you don't choose somebody with a small hand. I need a super hand inshallah when you do it. I will give inshallah ta'ala what's equal to. But the sa', which is a prophet mentioned in the hadith, that's equal for full hand, both of your hand, full of tamr, aw sa'un min sha'ir, or sha'ir. Sha'ir is min barley. And why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the tamr and the sha'ir? Because that's their food in this time. The Arab, that time in Medina, they used to survive on tamr and they used to survive in barley. And oh, any one of you has experience to eat a bread they made from barley, trust me, my brother, you're not going to eat it. Subhanallah. Tabarakallah. Tabarakallah. So they, that is their food in this time. So the Prophet ﷺ, sa'un min tamr, which is equal to four time, full hand, and the ulama describe it in our generation to 1.5 kilo of tamr. And when we go and choose a mujahid, the tamr, you don't go and buy the tamr which is $1, brother Hussein, $1 tamr. So which tamr you eat it in the month of Ramadan? The jumbo one, the soda, California one, because that's when you choose it for yourself. So it's 1.5 kilo of tamr. Sha'ir. Sha'ir is mean barley. It's mean 2.5 kilo of sha'ir or barley. So the Prophet ﷺ in the end of this hadith, he said, "Ala al-abd wal-hur." For any slave under the free one, we don't have any slave now, and the free one. Number two, الذكر والأنثى, male and female, الصغير والكبير, the young or the small, and the كبير. واختلف العلماء, and the ulama they have different opinion, like Sayyidina Uthman رضي الله عنه وارضاه, when he said even the pregnant woman, the one she's pregnant, and she did not deliver her baby before the sunset of the last day of the month of Ramadan, she has to pay zakat al-fitr for her baby. Which is all the other sahaba, they disagree with this. Because zakat al-fitr for those who are alive, exactly, life, living Ramadan, those who witness Ramadan. But the baby inside the womb of the mother, they are not. So baby, to be honest with you, majority of the ulama, they excluded the baby in the womb of the mother. Now, Abu Sa'id, this has to be tamr and barley, la. Because Sayyidina Abu Sa'id, radiallahu anhu arda, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also the hadith mentioned in al-Bukhari, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, zakatul fitra, sa'un min ta'am. The Prophet ﷺ commanded to pay zakat al-fitr sa'un min ta'am. Sa', as we said, four full hands, four times, min ta'am. And the word of the ta'am in the Arabic language means food. That means the ulama took for this hadith, subhanallah, Islam are useful for any generation. The ulama took this hadith like ta'am, it's mean food. Under the category of ta'am, it is actually you can have, such as ulama add, because that is the time, tamr and barley for the Prophet ﷺ. But generation and every society, they have their own food. So they put the rice, 2.5 kilo of rice. They put actually the wheat, 2.5 kilo of wheat. They put beans, they put lentil, they put zabib, it's mean raisins. They put iqt, some certain community, they make the milk to be dry and they make it boil and they survive with it. Certain community like this. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu arda in his khilafah, he add the sugar. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu arda in his khilafah, he add the oil. any kind which is a hell with the Muslim. And the purpose of that is what? Can I buy meat and I give it to the poor for Zakat of Fitr? Absolutely no. And the purpose of that, any food you could keep it for a long time for the faqir. So for example, in the Eid, the rich eat and the poor will eat also. How is the poor to secure them with such a kind of food which maintains or contains for a long time? Rice, you could save it. Sugar, you could save it. Lentil, you could save it. Beans, you could save it. Barley, you could save it. Wheat, you could save it. Tamr, you could save it. Raisin, you could save it. Oil, you could save it. Sugar, you could save it. So any kind to secure for a long time as much as you could, food to security. Come to the problem now. Can I pay Zakat al-Fitr equal to money? I send back home $50, this is my Zakat al-Fitr. And when you calculate Zakat al-Fitr and you live in America, you will calculate it based to America, not based to Pakistan or Bangladesh or Egypt, because over there are very cheap, you know that. You working here, that's been $8. How $8? Yeah, that's too much. $8, that's been for one person. $8 in your country, you may feed 10 people, you have to feed the 10 people. It's equal what you're making here, inshallah. So you may find, can I pay money for that? Two scholars, they say, the Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, well, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, and they said you could give equal to this 2.5 kilo I don't have. How I'm going to send this? How I'm going to send the beans? You could send it to your family member over there to make a basket. Like for example, in my country, Sheikh Abdullah or anyone here in my country, they make baskets. They put like 1 kilo of rice, one bottle of oil, one bag of sugar, one bag of macaroni, whatever it is, and they give it to Zahur to maintain with them for time, inshallah ta'ala, for Eid. But can I pay money for this? Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, he said, yes, you could buy, but in the time of the Sahaba, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said they used to give it in the form of food. Because you may give it to the faqir to buy TV. Is that possible or not? He doesn't have a TV. Yes. He might go around the corner and buy meat. He might buy clothes. So we have to put it in the form of food, inshallah. And you tell your family member to actually work with you, inshallah ta'ala. Tayyib. When you can obey fast. Try this class. It needs from me 2 hours. But I try to make it as much as I could. Very short. When we can bathe. When we can bathe. Listen for this. The ulama said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our great example. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and most of the Sahaba, they give Zakatul Fitr just right before the Salatul Eid. Between Fajr and Salatul Eid, they used to give to make the poor happy, to secure them in the food. Let's see the word of the ulama. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said in his fatawa, in Qiyas. He made qiyas, as you know, Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, all his fatwa, or most of his fatwa, built in qiyas. He measured same thing against thing, inshallah. Imam Abu Hanifa found in the fiqh, Zakatul Mal. Zakatul Mal, he catch one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu. Zakatul Mal, you could pay Zakatul Mal in the beginning of the year, not after you finish the year. And the dalil of that, Rasulullah sallallahu, he asked his uncle Al-Abbas to give him his zakah for 2 years in advance, because the Muslim suffered this time from hunger. So he asked Al-Abbas, his uncle, to pay 2 years in advance for zakatul mal, zakatul mal. So Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he took from this incident that you could make it the same thing. You could pay zakatul mal 1 year in advance in the beginning of the year. In the beginning of the year, Shahr al-Muharram, for example, we're going for the Islamic calendar. Shahr al-Muharram, Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, based to Zakatul Mal Qiyas, measurement thing against thing. He said you could pay Zakatul Fitr in advance 1 year before. And the ulama, of course, the majority of the ulama, he said, may Allah reward you, Abu Hanifa. The purpose of that is because you fast Ramadan and you need to purify yourself from the sins, so you need to bathe in the month of Ramadan, just in the end of the month of Ramadan. Number two, الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله. الإمام الشافعي said you could pay zakat al-fitr from the beginning of Ramadan. From the beginning of Ramadan. He said, why, ya Imam? He said, in order to give yourself a time to distribute the food to save them. So, and the ulama also, the majority of the ulama rejected this too. And they said, why? They rejected because you may give him the food in Ramadan and he finish it. And by Zaid, he has nothing. So the purpose of that, he said, Rasulullah also he bade before Salat al-Eid to make food ready for the people in Eid to make them happy. Number three, Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he has two opinions. The first opinion, he said, you could give Zakat al-Fitr 1 day or 2 days before. 1 day or 2 days in the month before. In the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, 1 day or 2 days. And this is also, actually as a comment from the ulama, he said, this is actually 1 day or 2 days, because Imam Ahmad, he took it from the action of Ibn Umar. Radiallahu anhu arda. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, proof in the Sahih Bukhari, he used to give the Zakat al-Fitr 1 day or 2 days before, a number of the Sahaba,
before Eid.
Before Eid. 1 day or 2 days before Eid, to give Zakat al-Fitr for be in advance. So, the second opinion for Imam Ahmad, he said, just before, between the Fajr and Salat, and Salatul Eid. And that is the opinion of Imam Malik. The most authentic came for the Hadith, and I am not, actually somebody gonna tell Sheikh Mustafa Maliki. All of them are Imam. All this great for Imam. So he said, you could give, inshaAllah ta'ala, from after the sunset of the last night of the month of Ramadan, you start, you give your Zakat al-Fitr, inshallah, up to Salatul Eid. And that is the most authentic, because that is the action of the Prophet ﷺ, that is the action of the Muslims, the Sahaba, but nothing wrong, as Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu arda, and Sahaba the Ajma'in, he said 1 day or 2 days before, nothing wrong with this, inshallah ta'ala, that is for Zakat al-Fitr, inshallah ta'ala. The time is finished, and we always are hungry, to inshallah ta'ala to do have something fast. I forgot to tell you about it, inshallah. So that is wallahu bitawfiq walhamdulillah. Please, brother, inshallah ta'ala, try to give us your Zakat al-Fitr in advance, to give us a chance, inshallah, to send it. We have like how many countries, Sheikh Ali? 17 countries every year. We send the money for them. Alhamdulillah, that is a project from years ago. And Sheikh our Abdullah, our Amir here, he actually knows about that, and we distribute it together. Alhamdulillah, for many, many years. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. You will never reach the deity or righteousness until you spend of what you love. And you spend what you love, inshallah ta'ala. But inshallah ta'ala, this is will be inshallah ta'ala in your sadaqat, inshallah. Please, brother, inshallah ta'ala, try to pay and don't forget your Zakat al-Fitr. Anybody has a question related to this before you go? Clear my message? Go ahead, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum. What if you don't have any money? Can you borrow?
No.
You can't borrow.
You don't borrow.
Come from you.
Zakat al-Fitr, again, as I repeat it, I will repeat it as I said in the beginning of my class. For someone who has his own food for 1 night and 1 day, he has food enough for him and his family member. There is extra food. So you take it from the extra food or the extra money you have, equal to what? We mention it in all these beans and all this stuff, to give it to the needy people, to make them happy in the Eid, to secure them in the Eid. So the rich eat and the poor eat, inshallah, in the Eid. That is the purpose of happiness. The Prophet he commanded to make public affair, public welfare, inshallah ta'ala, for all the Muslim. So the whole ummah eat. You don't exclude or you forget the poor in the day of Eid. That is the purpose for that, inshallah. But anybody, you owe money, he's suffering with debt, he's suffering so and so to buy, and he doesn't have extra. No Zakat al-Fitr, you cannot. Your parents, if you support them, pay for them, and every single. If the woman, she has her own money, let her pay her zakat, inshallah ta'ala, zakat al-fitr, inshallah. Don't pay it for her, inshallah. Right? You pay for she pay for herself. Allahumma arin haqq haqqan wa arzuqna tiba'a wa arin al-batala batala arzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma ya Rabbi taqabbal minna qiyamana wa siyamana وتقبل منا صدقاتنا وأتمم علينا نعمتك في رمضان. اجعلنا من عتقائك من النار في شهر رمضان. اللهم ادخلنا الجنة بفضل الصيام. اللهم ادخلنا الجنة مع الداخلين. وتب علينا وتب على التائبين. ولا رب العالمين لا تجعل بيننا ولا فينا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم تقبل منا الصيام يا رب العالمين. تقبل منا قراءة القرآن. تقبل منا صدقاتنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم. اللهم يا رب العظيم احمي أولادهم ونساءهم واحمي بيوتهم يا رب العالمين. وانتقم من الظالمين ومن والى الظالمين. اللهم عليك بهم. خذهم أخذ عزيز المقتدر. فرج جمعهم. اللهم شتت شملهم. اللهم دمر أعداء الدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في كل مكان, في العراق وفي فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي أفغانستان وفي البورما وفي البنغلاديش وفي الباكستان. وانصر إخواننا في نيجيريا. وانصر إخواننا في أفريقيا. وانصر إخواننا في الصومالي. وانصر إخواننا في مصر. وانصر إخواننا يا رب العالمين في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يا رب العالمين أزدنا ولا تنقصنا. اللهم يا رب بارك لنا فيما أعطيت وأهدي أولادنا وأولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين. وارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله وجزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. This class inshallah will be in our website if you want to